He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning, May 18th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Look at those futures today. Wow. Dow futures up 782 points as the Bears flee for cover. Just like my article said last week, the Bears are fleeing for cover. Boy, and are they fleeing today. S&P, you know, that's a 3.2% gain in futures. Our portfolios are soaring in the pre-markets here so far this morning. Long way till the close, but boy, don't think you're going to see this gain disappear by the end of the day. The S&P futures up 80, 2.8, 2,927, just 73 points away from 3,000 on the S&P. The Dow futures put the Dow at 24,265. NASDAQ futures up 2%. A little less than the other two. The Huawei issue persists, mainly in the chip sector. NASDAQ futures up 178 to 92.74. Russell 2000 futures, boy, there's a lot of short covering going on there. They're up almost 6%, the small cap index. This morning, gold up 90 cents. Crude oil, what a comeback. Hey, crude oil is another leading economic indicator. What is crude telling us? That the economy is going to rebound. 32.26, and the 10-year this morning's got to be backing off a little bit. Nope, 0.67. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson on what could be a very, very, very fun day in the market today. This is my passion. And when I see futures up 766 points, ooh, I can't wait till things open here and I get to see breakouts all over the place. And I get to see all the bears that have been attacking me in my articles running for cover. I'll say it, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Choose your gurus wisely, because you can find any guru out there that agrees with you. You know, last week we had Druckenmiller and we had Tepper, big bears. We had Miller, who was a big bull. So find your guru who's put up the numbers over the years and choose your gurus wisely. Of course, I always balance everything with somebody who disagrees with me. You got to do that to look at the other side of the argument. Well, we ended up Friday with a pretty good gain in the market. I would say Operation Warp Speed for the vaccine, a race for the vaccine. What's more of a game changer than anything? Well, Bill Miller said it last week. He said he'd be all over the airlines. Now, I'm not, but if you were buying the airlines, you would be saying that I think there's going to be a vaccine at some point in the future, which will take away the fear of traveling. And it would be a game changer. It would be a game changer for the hotel industry. It would be a game changer for the casinos. It would be a game changer for the cruise ships, for the airlines, for the bricks and mortar retailers, and on and on and on. So that's why we're seeing global markets positive. It would also seem that for the most part, the coronavirus has ran its course in China. Well, don't take it from me. Take it from Starbucks, who's reopening all their stores. Take it from Apple, who's reopening all of their stores. That's not China lying to us. Those are American CEOs talking about the current conditions in China. And it's been my thesis all along that I think that we will follow the same pattern as China. These viruses have a lifespan, and yes, they can come back, but the lifespan and the cycle that China went through was about a 3-month cycle. And we were about a month or 2 months behind China, probably 2 months, and now we're starting to enter in that tail end phase of this cycle. And it would just seem that the inertia that has now begun in the reopening of the U.S. economy, pretty hard to stop it. You know, you get good weather over the weekend, which we had a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Traffic jams to get to the beaches. A bustling downtown Saturday night at the local restaurants. Traffic jams in New Jersey to get to the beaches. In New York, at the bars outside, even though takeout only, they took it out and they hung around outside and conversed and socialized one with another. Pretty hard to slow that inertia that has now begun. Furthermore, just stating facts here, not opinions, just facts. The states that opened the earliest are having the slowest growth in coronavirus. The states that are still closed are having the worst growth in coronavirus. I chart this every single day. It's just a fact. So anyways, in addition to that, if that's not enough that's driving this market this morning, you've got the Fed. Last night on 60 Minutes, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said there is no limit to what the Fed can do. $20 trillion, $30 trillion, $50 trillion. I guess they've got an unlimited supply of green ink and little paper dollars, little paper bills that they can print any number on there. And the futures were way up after Jerome Powell's appearance last night. Now, he says that Congress has done a great deal and has done it very quickly. The question is, will it be enough? Well, there's obviously another proposal out there for another trillion for your children, right? The Fed has not run out of ammunition by a long shot, Powell said. Now, I've been telling the bears this in my articles. I would guess that a lot of people on the Seeking Alpha website haven't been around in the market for more than two decades, like myself. And they hear all the Fed mantra and the Fed talk, and they hear the saying, don't fight the Fed. But what are they doing? What are they doing? They're fighting the Fed. The Fed has a lot more ammunition than the short sellers. That's all I can say. The Fed has an unlimited balance sheet. And on the other hand, when you're short a stock, there's no limit to how much you can lose. As long as that stock keeps going up, you continue to lose money. So while there's no limit of the ammunition that the Fed has, there's also no limit to how badly the shorts can get gored by a bull running loose in the streets. So you're really fighting the Fed right now also to be shorting or bearish on this market. And, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, rallies like this don't come along that often. You had the forward PE back in March drop down to 14.5. Oh, I know, it's at 20.5 right now. It's come a long ways in a short period of time. But you had a magnificent opportunity to make a lot of money in the market. And if your guy or gal had you on the sidelines during that because, oh, there's all kinds of excuses. It's Fed-driven. It's money-printing-driven. It's hope. The market's trading on hope. You know what? You can argue with the market all you want. You can argue with the Fed all you want. But at the end of the day, the market will always be right. Despite what you think, and I learned a long time ago, you know, I have a lot of opinions. You cannot invest in your opinions. You cannot let that bias your decisions. There's a certain group of people that doesn't want the economy to be opening again, and therefore they're bearish on the market. That's their opinion. That's their bias. And there's another group of people. Well, I just try to read the raw news and look at the individual stocks. And that's my comeback to those that say, well, the market's expensive here. I'm not buying the market. I wouldn't buy the S&P 500 here, but I certainly would look inside the S&P 500, and I'm still finding plenty of stocks to buy that have relatively low PEG ratios and are fantastic growth companies that have delivered alpha over the years. That's why we call this the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, darn it. And we're going to put Best Stocks Now in front of your nose. We're going to lead you to the water. But you can't make a horse drink, can you? Well, anyways, this is Bill Gunderson. We shall be right back with all kinds of good news on the market here today. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
Second quarter of the Best Dogs Now radio. Not just my opinion that you need to eliminate your opinion. That sounds like an oxymoron, but you have to eliminate your bias somehow as an investor. Okay, if you're biased towards the Fed and you think that the Fed is ruining America and your life and everything, you will never invest in the market. You'll be like a Peter Schiff, who instead invests in gold because the Fed is going to destroy the dollar, destroy the market, destroy the economy, destroy America. Now, here's a good example, all right? Here's a perfect example of bias. The interview on 60 Minutes with Powell, my takeaway was that the Fed has an unlimited balance sheet to fight this thing, okay? The headline on Yahoo News, which is one of the most biased websites out there, just the other side is biased too. Here's their takeaway and their biased headline. The Fed issues a warning about the stock market. Really? Look at what the market is doing after the Powell appearance yesterday. The futures are up 720. If he had issued a warning, and if that was the takeaway, the futures would be down 300 or 400 points. So you can find any headline you want that agrees with your bias and your opinion. But I'm here to say that you won't be a very good investor if you let your bias, your opinion, and your emotions guide your decisions, okay? I've got to eliminate bias from my decision-making process. And here's the answer. You want the answer to eliminating bias? Look at 500 charts every day. You will eliminate bias. When you see a headline that says market on the verge of collapse, you'll have witnessed 500 charts from different walks of life, and you'll say, that's not what I saw today. I saw something totally different. What are they seeing? What are they looking at? Well, they're looking at their insides, at their opinion, and their bias. You got to get rid of that in the market. All right, let's take a look at what's going on today. It is a very, very busy day in the market. In addition to the Fed, you've got news out of Moderna. Moderna is one of the leading companies in the race for a vaccine, and they are seeing very good, here's the news, they are seeing encouraging preliminary results from a phase one trial of COVID-19 vaccine candidate mRNA-1273, all volunteers, seroconverted by day 15 after a single dose of the vaccine. There was only one serious adverse event. Based on the data, phase two trial will assess using a little bit more of the dose. Management will host a conference call this morning at 8. Well, Moderna is soaring in the pre-market. I want to say 28% right now. I would also say that the comeback in oil. How do you ignore that? What do you think oil is saying here? Oil's hitting $32 per barrel this morning. You know where it was 3 weeks ago, this Monday? It was negative. Things look so bleak and so dire for the economy. No demand at all for oil. And the world awash in supply of oil. that they would pay you to take the oil away. Now, here we are 3 weeks later, and you've got oil at $32 per barrel. What is oil saying? It's saying the same thing the market started saying beginning on March 23rd of this year. The NASDAQ has made a V-shaped comeback in its stock chart. Look at it yourself. Don't look. There's no bias in observing a stock chart. It is what it is. Look at the V-shaped recovery in the S&P 500. Look at the V-shaped recovery in the Dow. And now you're seeing a V-shaped recovery in oil. Now, does that guarantee that there will be a V-shaped recovery in the economy? Well, you know, if you're measuring it from plus 2% GDP down to minus 40% GDP is what the estimate is. And if we get back up to plus 2% by January, first quarter of next year, that's a pretty sharp V. It's pretty hard to argue that the bottom, minus 43, from going from a positive 2 to minus 43, back up to a positive 2, that's a pretty sharp V. You can call it whatever you want, but don't let your bias, just look at the shape. Connect the dots and tell me what you see. And that's what the market is predicting. Now, the economists are being very careful in what they say. J.P. Morgan doesn't see clear signs of economic pickup of economic activity in the U.S. yet. But they're basically predicting the same thing for GDP. And if you connect the dots, that does form a V. Crude oil pops 6% as demand shows signs of picking up. Well, I did notice a little busier gas station than I normally trade at over the weekend. And oil flies to its highest price in more than 2 months. As for the economy reopening, it's mostly continuing, meaning oil demand is going to be on the rise. The weather has finally turned nice in the Northeast, and crowds were out in force. Oh boy, they were out in force here in Charleston. The river was loaded with water skiers, fishermen, cruisers, partiers, you name it. And I gotta believe it was probably like that in your neck of the woods. Good signs out of China. Man, I'm sounding too optimistic here. I got to find something negative here to balance this all out. Oh, I'm sure we'll find something. Chinese demand lifts iron ore prices to highest price in 2 months. Well, we read last week that copper, their imports of copper reached the highest point in several months. China is back up and running. And we're about a month or two behind China. At the same time, here's a negative, a big negative. The war of words, the rhetoric, the tension between us and China is increasing once again. Washington would like to see the supply chains pulled from China. And the situation with Huawei continues to get worse. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about a new company on the scene that says they have the cure for COVID. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or are still growing their earnings. From there, we have our Premier and Ultra Growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Dow up 680 right now, with the NASDAQ up 151. Brazil surpasses Spain, Italy. in COVID-19 cases. That's right. They now have 233,000 cases, 15,633 deaths. That means Brazil has logged more cases than Spain and Italy. Well, maybe we'll see victory by vaccine, huh? We shall see. China, Huawei, it's impacting several companies here. China has vowed to retaliate against Apple, against Qualcomm, and against Cisco with the Huawei crackdown by the U.S. Taiwan Semiconductors also caught up into this. They receive about 15 to 20% of their annual revenues from the controversial Huawei. In the meantime, the Trump administration wagging their finger at Fang. Fang, the teeth of a lion, right? Those fangs that they have. Maybe bats, I don't know. They have fangs too. Perhaps adding some heat to reports that Alphabet and Google are headed towards state and federal antitrust lawsuits. President Trump tweeted today that his administration was working to solve an illegal situation with big tech and social media, looping in Facebook and Twitter. Amazon responds to House requests. They will make somebody available to testify to the House, but didn't promise to deliver up Jeff Bezos, CEO of Amazon. The committee is keying in on Amazon used sensitive business info from independent sellers on its platform to develop products to sell. Well, I can tell you some of the platforms that I've been on, they've copied just about everything that I have done during my career in the business. So that goes on. You know, Japan economy slips into recession. But here's the big one. Could it be Sorrento Therapeutics, S-R-N-E, headquartered in San Diego, California? In fact, I used to work about two or three blocks. Now, this is out of my high school days, out of high school, early college days, from Sorrento Therapeutics. They claim that they've got the cure. Sorrento claims it has a COVID-19 cure. The stock was up 56% on Friday. It's up 27% today. They've discovered an antibody dubbed STI-1499 that says it can provide 100% inhibition of COVID-19 and flush out the SARS-CoV-2 virus from the body within 4 days. This comes from CEO Henry G. We want to emphasize there is a cure, says CEO Henry G. If we have the neutralizing antibody in your body, you don't need the social distancing. You can open up a society without fear. All right. Well, so far, it's a press release. Okay, nothing more than that. The company is partnering with New York-based Mount Sinai, interesting, to develop an antibody cocktail, CovaShield. Order it at your local bar. Give me a double dose, a double of CovaShield, comprised of three different antibodies, including STI-1499 for prophylactic use to prevent getting the virus. It said it can produce up to 200,000 doses per month. Well, they got to really ramp that up. And is looking to produce tens of millions of doses to meet demand. At the same time, Vital Knowledge Media, not sure who they are, they're voicing skepticism over Friday's announcement that Sorrento Therapeutics had discovered an antibody and can provide 100% inhibition of COVID-19. The company has indicated that their discovery would be more effective than a vaccine. All right, well, there you go. And of course, there's the news on Moderna today. Vir Bio is bullish on two COVID-19 antibody candidates. The symbol is VIR. VIR, you know, the market is not really rewarding it too much. This stock is up 14.6% today. But they are heavily involved in efforts to develop therapeutics. Well, could it be victory by vaccine here? We shall see. Remdesivir, which is kind of seems to be dropping a little bit to the back burner, could soon clear as an EU COVID-19 treatment. Initial EU authorization for Gilead's Remdesivir could be issued in the coming days, says Guido Rossi, the head of the European Medicines Agency. Remdesivir is already recommended for the compassionate use for those that have no other hope at the end of the day. So anyways, the vaccine, what are they calling it? Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed. And let's not forget there's one other big player in AstraZeneca, which we've been writing about. AstraZeneca aims for 30 million COVID-19 vaccine doses by September. Well, this we do know. The syringes are being made. The syringes will be available. That's probably the company. That could be the only company that makes money from this is the company that develops the syringes. And whether they're ever filled with an effective vaccine, well, that's another story. And, of course, whose vaccine is another story altogether. More good news for AstraZeneca today. They're getting accelerated review in the U.S. for their lung cancer drug and their Bevespi Aerosphere is okayed in China for COPD. But at the same time, I look at the market's reaction, and AstraZeneca is up 15 cents today. So I do have a bias for AstraZeneca because we do own it. But I also see that the stock is up 15 cents today. So that gets rid of all bias because there's a fact there. These can't be very big announcements because the stock is not reacting. Apple reopening 25 more stores in the U.S. Apple has 510 stores worldwide, 271 in the United States. I believe all their stores are now open once again in China. Tesla tells employees it has received a nod to reopen the California plant. Of course, Elon threatened everything, including pulling out of California 100%. But it is expected that Tesla will announce their next gigafactory in Austin, Texas, which I think makes sense. You know, the Tesla crowd, there's a big group in Austin, Texas. I think it fits more than Houston, Texas, where it's mostly an oil crowd, okay? And Austin also, Texas is pretty favorable to business as opposed, relatively speaking, against California. What are the Saudis buying these days? Facebook, Disney, Boeing, BP, Citigroup, Marriott. I don't like any of them, but good luck to you. They exit their small holdings in Tesla. What's George Soros buying? He's boosting his stake in Peloton. He's selling Mondelez, the food companies, Archer Daniels Midland, Keurig Dr. Pepper, J.P. Morgan. He's buying TransDigm, TDG. By the way, that's one of the bonds that we own, TransDigm. And our bond fund is doing very, very good. In fact, Paul reported to me this morning that one of our bonds is flying higher today by 1.5%. Top holdings by Soros include Liberty Broadband, Vici Properties, DR Horton, Peloton, and Activision Blizzard. Uber trying to buy Grubhub. They can't quite come to a deal yet, but not only will Uber drivers be delivering passengers to LaGuardia, They'll be delivering Chipotle to your home or whatever your restaurant of choice. By the way, Chipotle stock broke out with a vengeance on Friday. Okay, when we come back, I've got the featured stock of the day. This is Gunderson. Choose your gurus wisely. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Bill Gunderson, CEO and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. During my career in the industry, I've talked with thousands of investors. Everyone has their own unique level of risk, tolerance, and objectives for their investments. On the one hand, they all know that they need either income or growth, but they have no specific plan to achieve it. That is why we have developed four different custom portfolios that address these issues. Having all your money in cash may be a good sleep at night solution, but you're losing out to the inflation termites daily. The next step up on the risk ladder would be holding an individual bond portfolio. The next rung up from that would be our dividend and growth portfolio. This portfolio is made up of high-quality stocks that pay a dividend or still growing their earnings. From there, we have our premier and ultra growth portfolios. These are custom designed and meticulously managed to give you the opportunity for growth during your accumulation years. To talk to us about a custom design, you can call us at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where you had the Fed on Sunday, 60 Minutes, saying they have a lot more in their arsenal. In fact, the word unlimited. And yet the news sites that don't want the market to go up are saying that the Fed warns about the market. So you look at what the truth teller is the market. What's the market doing? Which message did the market hear from Sunday? Did it hear the unlimited weapons that the Fed has to deploy in this fight against coronavirus? Or did it hear that the Fed warned? Okay. If I'm just a logical person, I'm going to look at the market today up 757, 3.2%, and say that the market probably heard the story that the Fed has unlimited. Now, okay, that was part of it. Now, remember, the market was up almost 400 points in the futures before Moderna's announcement. And now I see headlines that market is up on hopes for a vaccine, which kind of discounts that it was already up 400 before all of this Moderna business. And it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, like hopes for a vaccine. Look, let's just look at the market and what it's doing here. And try to ignore the funny business that goes on both sides of the aisle. Okay, let's take a look here. What else? Etsy's doing well. Etsy has become America's unlikeliest breadbasket. There's bakers on Etsy. Their orders are up 200 to 450% in 2 months compared with a year ago. International Game Technology. I know they're getting in the same business as DraftKings. DraftKings has had some huge days here recently, but the two stocks I want to feature, one for sure that I want to feature here today, we'll see about the second one, but this is one I own in my emerging growth portfolio, okay? This is the portfolio that will buy companies that are still losing money, but they have unbelievable sales growth, okay? So here's the sales. This is why I own this company in my emerging growth portfolio, which has really had some pretty big winners recently. The one stock that I own, here's their sales growth over the last four quarters. It's been triple-digit sales growth, 137%, 198%, 174%, 100%. Okay, this company is approaching $2.5 billion in annual sales. This is now a $27 billion company, and I'm going to guess it's one that you've probably never heard of before. Well, how did you discover it, Bill? Using my Best Stocks Now app. I said, what is this stock that has an A-plus momentum grade and has this kind of sales growth, went public at 10 in 2017, and now it's 70. The name of the company is C Limited, just like the sea, just like the ocean, the sea, C Limited, out of Singapore. $27 billion market cap company, triple-digit sales growth. They're expected to lose $1.44 this year and expected to lose 67 cents next year. So I suppose that's growth. The bite is getting less and less. What do they do for a living? Well, you can go to www.cgroup.com. Singapore-based company develops an internet platform consisting of digital entertainment and e-commerce. I suppose it sounds somewhat like a Tencent Holdings in the U.S. Or it could be a combination of Amazon, the e-commerce part, and the digital entertainment part, which would be maybe a Spotify, a Pandora, or even kind of an Apple with the iTunes. That's what they do for a living, okay? The company reported their EPS missed by 8 cents, but they beat their revenue by quite a wide margin, actually. And the stock is up 8.5% today. That's going to help the emerging growth portfolio. It's a 4% position in that portfolio. You know, if it was fully invested, I would own 25 stocks in that portfolio at a 4% weighting. Obviously, if a stock doubles, it becomes a bigger weighting in the portfolio. But my initial purchase was a 4% overall position. The other biggest mistake that I see individual investors making, and I see them come into my subscription service and start asking me questions, they want to buy one stock. I want to buy one stock today, and I want to hit and run. What would it be? Well, I don't play that game at all. That's just go to your local casino, put all your money on red, get a nice free buffet and everything, and hopefully it lands on red for you. But you don't even have a 50-50 chance of red, you know. Don't forget that little green one that kind of messes the odds up in the house's favor. And there was people that come into my chat rooms and whatnot and say, hey, you know what? And even further than that, I just want an option. What's your top option? Well, I don't play that game. Okay. You go buy your own option. If you want to buy an option on some of these stocks, go be my guest. But my experience has been that I see people start with $5,000 and they want to buy options, and not too long before they're tapped out and they got to get up from the table and leave. That's just my experience with options. People want to do a lot with a little. And that's not a winning strategy in the market. I own a 4% position in C Limited SE. And it's hitting new highs today on a very good earnings report. We'll make that the featured stock of the day. That doesn't mean to run out and buy it. It's an example of one that I found in my Best Stocks Now app that has lots of momentum, lots of sales growth. No earnings yet. That's why it's in the emerging growth portfolio. Well, we're having fun today. I don't know about you. If you're sitting on the sidelines or if you're short the market, you're certainly not having much fun. And I know, you don't want to dip your toe into the water. Well, you don't buy the entire market. You take a look at those stocks within the market that are flourishing and not floundering right now. If you'd like to talk to us, you can check out the newsletter, see the results we put up, GundersonCapital.com. But if you'd like to talk to us about managing, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Dow up 700. Have a great day.
Securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.